Page Lamed Zion in the old print. And it's, let's see, Kuf Yud in the new print. Has a little bit from yesterday. Before, Sugis HaGemar Daf Ayin Ches, the Mishnah is of Shimon. Those who have the new Gemara, so flip the riff back one page to Kuf Tes, or the old print, the end of Lamed Zayin and Aleph, with the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Cholek ben Achosin, Yiduah l'she'enim Yiduah. Let's see what the Mishnah should say. Hayiduah l'ba'al lo simkar v'imachar v'nasna bottle. She'en Yiduah lo also lo simkar v'imachar v'nasna kayam. For the husband that writes to the property, it has to be a duah to him. That's the Gemara writer. That's called in the Rif. It's a little brief chazar. Eilam an Yiduah me'en she'en Yiduah. Rabbi Yossi v'achanina Yiduah me'karki. She doing the talpin. If you don't know my ele vele you doing, Hank, ele she ain't you doing, call she Hashem is kan, the nuf lo nechos ne b'mdina sayah, far away. We'll come back to this. This is a brief chazara, the brief quotes the Gemara. Hayitza de boya de tav rechino, the nechsa mi gavra, she wanted the harder assets from her husband. Kas vissinu librata, so she wrote a letter, she wrote a document giving all her possessions to her daughter. So she married and forced she divorced. Asar the Kamedi Rav Nachman. So what happened? This piece of paper that he gave to his daughter, just to avoid having the possessions belong to the husband, okay? The daughter pulls out this piece of paper. What happened? Rav Nachman Kare, he ripped it up. He ripped it up. Why? Why rip it up? It wasn't really. It was never meant to give the money to his daughter. She was just trying to hide it from her husband. Okay? So the whole discussion over here. I'm not going to go into all these details now. Fine. So the Gemara says, this is the last two lines of the riff, and Kuf Tes and Outprint. The Lo Kanino Lo Keach. If it's just a fake, this piece of paper, nakninu baal. So the husband should in fact get it? Or rabbi, asom kenachosim she'en yidum lebaal. But the Rav Shimon says, the Rav Yisrael passing like Rav Shimon. Okay, so far, so good. Everyone understands what's going on over here? This is Chazar, Shemitah, Shem, and the Gemara. I just read to you in the Rif. Let's pick up the Ran. The Ran, over here, Dibra Maskil, Ha. So it says Ha Bakulan. Abu Midibi Aramam Zal. The Perek Esrim Mushnayim. Everyone looking at time? The Hilchas Ishus Chabes Tes. Nearly. The Lava the Shmuel Parachinam. The Mabrachas Kona Lokeach in Tomos Hibachayo. Shemitov Umdon Dal Shalom. The husband would be pretty peeved if he sees the real truth. She's trying to get the possessions out from under him. So she leaves it sort of vague. The chiparchinon. Below Kanana Lokeach, it's page Kufyud in the new print. Likninu Baal, what's going on? Amehayom ulichashe eretze parchina. She puts herself in that position of control that depends upon what she wants at the end. The Kavan Shemesa, Velo Amra. What? A nimsa shalokana lokeach meola. Pihachi. So the husband should in fact get it. Val derech ze adama bond b'mavrachas shemesa ein abal yosha. Why? Shemekabel matana zocha b'nechasim. Stam Australia mavrachas. She writes all the possessions giving over to her daughter. The daughter gets it. Only because service lo mehayom l'che erze. Kevesh lo zocha lo keach meyolam. The daughter never got it. She never said beferish erze. Then, nay, the habik and the chosim she'en you do it. Shehu sabur shetomar in. She said yes. She wants it to go to the daughter. Teinach in achilas peres. He doesn't get the peres because it's not your doing. Avol yerushasa lama lo yirashasa. Uchad arminam the chosim she'en you do it. Shenabal ochel peres. The avol pikein nirim advarim. Shabal Yorish Osa, Kimosh Gasati Bimishna Sena. Woo, woo. We said until now that if this ain't what you're doing, there's no Yerusha. The whole Shiyasa, we saw Rav Moshe's long tshuva was based on the assumption that when there is, we saw the Shulchan Aruch said that way, that when the Chosin Shein Yiduim, there's no Yerusha. Let's open up to the Shulchan Aruch, but we all have Shulchan Aruch here. Let's open up the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. See what we were yesterday. Rusha Sabal is Simon Sadi. Okay. Simon Sadi. That's what the law that Rusha Sabal found. From Simon Sadi. This distinction of Osai, Yiduim versus Enemy Yiduim, I believe it's found in Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Yud Aleph. Simon Sadi, Sif Yud Aleph. Lamed Ramurim Shim Mocha Mishanis is most about the Amal Kufas. If she died, bin a chosin, how you doing, Labal? Alam Nafla and chosin, the loyodem and Abal, Chathil lo Timko, the Mach Rosam Konosh Yodem and Machir Kayim. The Toshim Shad is that as far as Yerusha is concerned, the same halacha applies. Keep this in mind. The Ran disagrees. The Rambam is Akhtar Machabah. What did Rambam say? Take a look with that thought. Rambam's al kosav shahafal pish lo konam mekabel achet tirtze ein abal ochel peres osam tana v'meisa en yosha efshe shehevio lo makem v'kem ad arminan harosu shtavriach nechosel nibala keita hi osa kosev shtar pasim li ache rebosa roche arminan rotsa b'tzachik bo achet tichla lo meayom uch she'erza mashma v'chihechi d'bishtar pasim that carries Yerushasa Hachinami because Seves Meyom Luch She'erza also Avol HaDover Tema Lama the Efshar he suggests the Nei the Menachosim She'en Yidum Abal Yerushasa he insists against what we saw yesterday Hosimu Shalom Gil Sadat Klal Lach Nosa Neachem Amozu Arayi Kibizaka Yerushel Ayadei Mekabal Matona. She plans to give it to her heirs through the Mekabel, going to take it away from the husband's reach. Matana said, "Shemay kolatzma ena koseves came ela b'shvilan for her heirs." The came in the Yerusha Sabal the Rabbana and that's the Rambam's out. Was called the pregnant baby because issues we still can't survive it. Bochisagi laka Yerusha sami bala zen nirali ledato. This is how he explains Shitas HaRambam. Okay. This is all working with an assumption that we don't automatically say that anything you're doing about the Baal is not Yorush. This goes back to what he said, if you recall, the Rambam makes reference to what he said in the earlier in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah.
But this appears to be it's Im Naflala, it comes from a third party, right? It's not from her records. It's after the marriage happens, something comes to her from a third party.
Right, that could be the case, right.
Okay, so if it comes to her, she has an ability to say, don't give it to me. Give it to my child.
Right now, it came to her initially. And then we'll see later how she can get it out of her heart. With Pasha Charlotte, I guess, when she had it, and she owned it before she ever got married to this fellow. And she's trying to keep it out of his reach. But I think it's important that we first take a look back before going further to the first Ram. The Ram where it says Masnisen, Gemara, on page Kuf Tes at the beginning, or in the old print, this would be on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Lof Medina Sayyam, because of the Ram in Migash, the Medina Sayyam Lav Dafka. And who I didn't also Medina, Kol Shalom Yoda Behen, Beruch the Milsa Nakat. Me with Yoda Behen called him Shemacher Osam. If he found out about it before she sold him, Harahen can Achasi be doing Shemiyahu Zocha Behen. As soon as he finds out, if he didn't find out, you know, didn't know about it originally. The comment of Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Shimon, the Tanina Kavasek, and he said the Gemara, I forgot the Rabbi Shimon Yechidohu, comment Kavasek, came in the shop of the Torah Ali Bey. And if I intend to say that a mevrakas a song can cause him shame doom the bow of the Rebbe Shimon. I'll have to come and say the much cause of a ripsa. Miu! Here's the key one, which is against others. Davka kshemachro on us no son. Hol avachi baal yorish on son. V'lo yoshel. Whoa. V'ray l'dover. V'darina lo tim korvi yimrocho v'nos nakayom. If isa diyein l'baal v'hem klum. Amaylo Tinkor, the Shema Mino, the Emeso Abal Yorsha, who Mishavachi Omer the Lachatchilo Lo Tinkor, Yod Ikaman the Omer that paid Dala the Yush Tabal the Raisa, who the day Vada Yoris the Ubal, is Yidum, not Yidum, is only the Rabbanim make a distinction. The Madama Namid Yishadra the Rabbanim, Lo Ashka the Pligi Baha. So the Rambam works with the assumption that there is Yerusha and the Chosim Shem Yidum. Those were yesterday, they had a whole shiur assuming that way. The old Shubra Moshe with the bank, with all sorts of things, assume against this Ram. We'll see soon as we go to the Shulchan Aruch and see what that Shulchan Aruch's passion is against this Ram. Okay. Fine. Interesting. Now, before we go any further, I want to show you a line in the Rush. Here in this paragraph, 8th paragraph, Siman Aleph of the Rush. Take a look. Please turn if you don't mind. The Rush. Just one line. The idea of Yadua versus not Yadua. Why should that be such an important thing? Yadua versus not Yadua. Last few lines, but the small bubbles. Rav Meir Levi is the Ramah. Ramah was considered one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, the Ramah. Okay? We should start earlier than this. Let's start before. Just to get a better picture over here. Notice, as you said before, the word, the expression in the Mishnah, Naflu Anachosim. We'll start in my edition, Nun Aleph, column 2, line 4. Those are the old edition. It's right after the base of the Korban Asana. Umistabra. If she sold it before the Baal found out about it, then the din is true. Avala acha shenogul lebal mikra botel logar mi matana shenosnulo the bishatz matana lo yada bal amal pikena wel kapeis when he finds out. O shema the matana nami im mochu ali acha shenogulo mikra kai that should also be kai. Nah. Will be listed to any you do in the Baal Mashra the Bishas Mechira Akad Law you do in the Baal. I forgot the Mephorish and you do in the Baal Shenno Ful of Medina Sayyam. Alma and you do in the Ashas Mephila Koi. But I mean in the Mocheretz Mekayim Mephil no the Lach Akad Law it's so it sound. Lohi, it's not true. And the Tarvayo Bina Chosu Shalohoya Baal Metzape Sheyipula Birusha Kon Shemes Marisha of Medina Sayyam. Lohikir Abal, but also in the Mauritian. Ochayotzi Bezeh. Shein the Chosim La'avi Arachim L'Nizbar. Shoyim Shalaviyah Arachan Yisun Shalzeh. He didn't even know about it. The Gabinah Shlo Nodul Abal Bein Nefil of the Mechira. He didn't know about it. The Miyad Shein Nodul Abal Yesh Lem De Nichsei Malur. And once that happens, he already eats Paris. Mechei Mechir Liel. Dab Samachem Bezeh. You look up in Kaka Babal Ochel Paris. And look on the Chosim Shem Yadu and Yosef and Chavala, till that if he hits him, she hits him, The Katani look on Karga. The Chiyeche that's not a Masis and Naflu Lo Nechosin. You look up on Karga. It's the same idea. Fine. But Mei is Zalad Nosin Talmud Dover. Why is it depend upon his knowledge, and why is his knowledge so important? Even if he didn't have knowledge when it fell to her, but when it came the time to sell it, look, he explains why. Beautiful explanation. The Tamamai Tikkun Rabban and Peri the Ish Tachas Pirkona. We know this quid pro quo we spoke last couple of days. Pirkona Tachas Peris. Dilavachi lo porik lo. He's not going to bother redeeming her. Amar Kisa Nikita lo Tazel Matipik Nasha. Yeah, you take it from your own pet. You have the Peris. You redeem yourself. Vahai Taima. He's upset with her. Lo Shayek Elabi Duva Lamal. He knows that they're Peris. Lady, you got Paris, go redeem yourself. If he doesn't know about it, Avok Shane, you do on the Baal, Lot Kinner Abon on the Baal, Shum Schus, Love a Goof, Love a Paris, Via Mokra Paris, Convidias Abal, Mechokayim, Akashan on the Baal, no, Havinus in Maluk, Paris and Nils, the other, the Kloch of Mekaka, etc., etc. This is what the Rush says about the Paris situation. The idea that not have to come with Nafsu as it sounds from Nafsu and Gemara. Even as the idea of a time of the Mechira, it's also Rabbi Osai would be enough to knock it out. Let's open up to the Shulchan Aruch one more time. Here in Simen Sadi, with the idea of Nelda as found in Sipyut Al, as we said before. The Malkur Osam Kodam Shiyotavahan Mechira Kayim, sent to Beit Shmuel Ben Beis. Vishas, he's with enough of the Medina Sayyat. The Kodsel of Iran, we saw it already. Vishen Rashbo. Lav dafkim amdina sayam el kol shalo yoda mishas anafila avshay mitzapa lehen. He was hoping it would come one day, but he doesn't know about it being his yet. Still called any yadua. Hey, mash bekam b'shulchan aruch. Rosh vatur kosvu shalo yoda mitzapa v'lo yoda. Didn't even know it was going to come one day. It comes when somebody dies in China. But he doesn't even know it exists. So according to the Russian Torah, he had an impression he doesn't expect to ever come his way. That's considered to be a situation where there are no payers. But if he knows about it, even though he doesn't know it's hers yet, maybe it's not even hers yet, he doesn't know about it that it's hers yet, since he expects it to come into possession one day, he's going to find out about it one of these days, so the payers belong to him from the moment that it belongs to his wife. Even though he doesn't know about it yet, he's expecting it to come. That's the machlokes between the Rosh and the Torah on the one hand, and the Ran on the other hand. It's found in the Mishnah and the Beit Shmuel of Simen Sadi, Sif Katan Mem Beis. Does everyone agree? No. Others disagree. Fine. So, Rabbi said clear. We'll come back to other Yerusha. Usually the main topic of today and tomorrow, but for the moment we're going to see a few other things which relate a little bit. We had a discussion, Rabbi Osai. Look at the Shulti Gibor, if you don't mind. You see the Mem Beis of an Aleph in the old riff. Or this is in the new riff, you'll find this on Kuf Chaf Sivkot Mal. Kufchav, should the Gibran have cut now? Avlam naflu la mishenises, afal pi shehis nabod arusa, pi rishri sheein hatnai mo. Maimi kosav shatnai shehis nabod arusa, moel in the chosin sheyipul lach anisuin, v'cheni maskanas arush. Interesting. It's page Kufcha Beis. Okay, my mistake. Kufcha Beis. Lashon Riaz. So it is, I believe it's Mem Beis Amud Aleph. I'm not sure what letter it is. I don't have the old Gemaras. What do you have, a Lashon Riaz? Can you tell me where it is? It's in Mem Beis Amud Aleph, correct? What was the old Gemara?
I do, but I can
touch it. It says Lashon Riaz should be something a little bit of bolder print. By the letter begins over here, Tur Simin Tzadi Beis, Maimini. Do you have that somewhere in Mem Beis?
I have
Maimini. Yeah,
Tur. Maimini
But Rosh Kosu, Shabbat, Atnai, yeah. What else is that? It's Os Aleph?
Is there That's Os Aleph.
Okay, so it's Rabosai, it's Mem Beis, Amud Aleph, Os Aleph, or Kufkov Beis, Os Aleph. Three together. Maini Ve Rosh Kosu, Shemol, Atnai, Vedaka Shehista Bod Arusa, Al Hista Acha Shenisis, and Amol, about like Rusha Darais. Rabbi Natan, Ve Rik Kosu, Kerash Bag, that perhaps it can work. Okay? Let's see. The Rashbach holds presumably it cannot work. Because the Rif says we don't follow Rashbach with Dabashim and Mamun to no kind. Rashbach holds it's no bottle. Says the Riyaz. Hamas ne mishto shlo yirashana to no kayim. Ooh. Ben shehis nimok shi yarusa. That's the Gemara. Ben shehis nimok shi nesua. Whoa. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara says once she's nesua, it's too late. Too late. I told you that my father's from the Rav of Nissen Karel said, "Say din and dvarim in the bil chasayah prepared under the chuppah." He said it. According to this, why can't he say it later? Watch this. The fish Yerusha zu ain adoma the Yerusha samarishin shibar me'aleh. It's not a natural thing that you from birth. Av the Yerusha zu ayadeh hanisuin umasa v'olo. Okay, granted. Lefichach yachol ulomar iyevshi lizakos v'schus aror lovely and then nisuin alalu. Can you believe it? Even after the nisuin, it doesn't work. V'dovel adam she'en erotz on the kabbal ha'matona she'erotz on nitelo. Can you believe it? Could you say right? For b'yana she'bod ha'arusa yachol lahasnos afidu b'lashin siluk. Right? The problem is a siluk. Avavod and Esua, Sarach Lashon Zechia, O Matana, O Kenyan. But Zechia, Matana, O Kenyan says the Shulta Gibarim, the name of the Riaz, would in fact work. Would in fact work. Not by Yusha Daraisa, oh no, but only by the Rabban. Only by the Rabban. Now both sides, take a look and see in the Shulchan Aruch. What it says. Take a look, please, at Simon Sadi Beis, Sif Zion. Simon Sadi Beis, Sif Zion. If you really correct this, the smile of cover sheet. But over here, there is no children you bought. Okay. That's my mistake. Am I right? No, it doesn't appear? I made a mistake. Get at it. Okay. I'm sorry, because I got lost. Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tzadi Beis. Take a look. His nimash lo yirashena, Siv Zayin, harei ze lo yirashena, aval ocho peres b'chayeha. Why? Take a look at the bare goal on the side. Togdova shebemamu t'no kaya. By Medrash Amurim, says the Gemara, says the Shulchan Aruch rather, by Medrash Amurim, Kishahisna, Imo, Kodem, Shatina, Sebod Arusa. That's the Gemara, enough, pagan enough. Obekosa, Lubbock, Zubasa, Bishas, Tanisa. Avim Hisna, Imo, Akash, and Isis, Tino, Botel. Tino, Botel. Completely Botel. Doesn't work at all. This is Pashup Shah, the Gemara. We just saw El Riaz. Yes, to know about them. But if he uses what's called a Kenyan of some sort, then the Lashon is Kenyan what?
Zechia,
Matana. Then it works even after Nesuah. The Makaba left that out. The Makaba left that out. Pashas, he doesn't hold like the Riaz. Otherwise, he should have mentioned it. He should have mentioned it. Says the Chazal Mechokei, Sivkon Tetzvav, Mis Neimar Achanis, Hayo afila b'konami adam against the Riyas b'feirish. Feirish against the Riyas. The Riyas says konami adam works. This doesn't work. The below kinyan. Afila the Paris and mechir lo mahani da'achad isu k'del sifal. V'atam de lo mahani kinyan da'achad isu in the Yerusha. Why not? The Riyas said it works. Because of arrived. Shesiluk a Yerusha li'achad mosahu. V'eino hakno l'shem adam. V'havalek a kinyan dvorim. But it's suing for cholo alakom. Won't accomplish anything. It's not yours yet. You can't sell it. It's not yours. It's only going to be take effect after somebody's death. You can't do anything about it now. I will tonight the kodem nisuin lo chalo anisuin el amanash lo yirashena utnai maman hu bekayim. End quote of the rabbi in the Nasoga. If you make it tonight before the wedding, it's called tonight shem maman kayim. Now they got married already. So now the husband has a Zechus Yerusha. What do you want to do? There's an existing Zechus Yerusha, and you want to sort of give it away. Can't give away what you don't have yet. It's only a Zechus, what we call today, futures. The right word? Futures. In case of the Yerusha, he doesn't have it yet. No way to give it away. Even with the Kenyan, with the Zechia, with the Matana, nothing works. So says the Chalkos Mechogik and Simon Sadi Beis. Sivkot on Tezvav against the Riyas. Oh. So now the question becomes, what about the din of called Tanai Sheva Mammon is Kayim? So why does it say that the Tanai is in fact no good? Why not? As a matter of fact, there were those who say possibly that it is good. We just saw a little bit here in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadi Beis, Siv Zayin. And we saw before on the Bear Agola, who said, an Os Mem, call Davashim and Mammon to know Kayim. And he quotes, a rush. The question becomes, why does anybody disagree? Take a look at the Rush of Osai, an end of Simon Aleph. He's also in the Marma Comics. Rush Perik Tes, Simon Aleph. Please turn. Rosh Perek Tes, Simon Aleph. Have a look inside, please. Rosh Perek Tes, Simon Aleph. Omar Rav, Halach Yerashbak. In our print, it's bolded on the middle of the column 2 on page Nun Zayin. In the old print, it's before the Korban Asana Ozvav. The last symbol of the says of the Rish, says the Rif. Both pieces of the Rif. The Kailan Davashim Mamma to know Kayim. Was he Rishalmi? Or else if you land the Katsuni, almost low body, come out the law to Tihad de Ben Asha. Tonight, Mamma, who the Kayim? Good. The Rav Zal Posik Rash Bag, the Chen Posik Reed El Perakama. Rash Bag says that Tanai is no good. Masa Mashkosa Betor, the Bahag, Yerushalmi. No Boto. Aye, it's a Tanai moment. Why is it no Boto? Should be so Zoka Ben, Plomar, Liachar Misasu Yosha. Vizel Kamosha Sileg, Kamisha Sileg, Yodo Minitse Aviv, Shemes Aviv, Beno Yorsha, Benesha Bechai Aviv, Lo Hoyo, Lo Klum, Beno Chosim. A person can't give away what is supposed to be from his father. Kachabal, Ein Lo, Beguf, Nitse, Isha, Bechai, Klum, Bedavish, Lebo, Yodohu, Lepicha, Chatanai, Botel, Beyorsha, Dachamisa. Not that it's a master mashikosa b'torah. No, davar shel mamon is no kayim. Different story. Your master davar shel mamon le'olam. You can't do it. It's not yours yet. What's mine? I can make it tonight. It's not mine yet. This is not mine at all. Not mine. This is what the Rush explains. That's sort of what the Rabbis. We saw the Rabbis earlier quoted in the Cheltas Mechoke. What did he say? He said that Havlik Kinyan Dvarim. Why? Because he doesn't have anything yet. Nothing yet. So the Ravid quote about in Hilchos Ishus, and the Rosh is saying the same thing. They're saying the same thing, Rav Osai. Not only that, the Ravid said it here as well. I don't know if you got to win the Maramakom. Yeah, I asked you to see a Ravid, a whole series that we've shown them. There's the Riff here that we saw, and then there's a Ran, a Balamo, and a Ravid, and a Ramban. We're not going to see everything. Let's take a look at the Ravid. The Ravid has here two explanations in the Hasagos, the Ravid, and the Riff. Why, in point of fact, we don't apply the principle of Kol Tanoh Shebemom, Shebemom and Kai. Take a look at Rav Osai. The new Gemara is page Kuf, Kav, Beis, and Gimel. In the old Gemara is apparently it's Mem Beis. It's a Ravid. Hasagas a Ravid. He gives two reasons, he says, even though we paskin, what the Rif said? The Rif said that the Tanai works. Why? The Kayim of Davashim and Mamun Tanai Kayim. Says the Ravid on that Rif, not true. Not true. Ms. Tabra, and Halachas Kamash Bad. Alpha Pishu Tanai Mamon, Tanai Bantami, Beis Tamim. Let's read the second reason first. Skip a few lines. Va'ol, Ki Yerushas Ishto Dover Shalom Bola Olamu, Kamosha Omar Le Aviv, Lo Yerushka, Alpha Pisha, Shechizik Akim, Imo, Atzmo, Bechol Tanam Sheba Olam, Lo Hivsit Chelko. It's not yours yet to give up. It belongs to your father now. So too, it belongs to the wife now. Nothing, you can't get rid of it.
But you can take a loan against it, right?
That's a different story. But you can't get rid of the Yerush. What's his first there? It's an Aleph. Ika the Meimar. The lo yada the necho. The amina the gami ono. The summer miyema the himesa mikamoi the day. To mimila biyamanam. His actuary told him, ah, come on, you're 5 years older than she is. She's going to live 5 years longer than you on average, or more even these days, I'm not sure. So come on, what are the chances that she's going to die before you? Ah, give us a petunia meal to make her feel good. And the luck's out of him. It's so happy she did die before him. But never really meant it. Lo yoda, come on, we saw the toast this svara. So the rabbi has one svara that we just saw, that we saw in the rush, and one svara that we saw earlier in Tosfos, two reasons why the Tanai won't work, either because of Davar Shelo Bo Le'olam, or because the other that comes off, he expects that he's going to die before her. So it's Petumi Mila Biyam. Those are the two reasons given here in the Ravid. Two reasons given in the Ravid. Fine. Good. The Balamor argues with the Rif, as is his wont. Look what he says over here. Balamor is very short. The Rif says, Davar Shelo Bo Le'olam Tano Kayim. Okay? He based himself on a Yerushalmi. What the Yerushalmi? Put it on the next page, on page Kuf Chav Gimel. Still not made up. Yerushalmi. Om Rabbi Yossi, he landed the castle in Cheyan, he misses below Bonny, Komai di Lo Tedda de Beinasha, Tanai Mamun of a Kayim. Rif quotes a Yerushalmi. See, it works. Said the Balamor, no dice. Below Kach Nir Alano. She'ein lak or Talmud oruch shebiyodenu. Rashbag, the Yerushalmi. Ah, v'yafagav the kaimalon v'yalmo tanai mamon kayon. No, palamor. He gives a pshat which no one knows what it means. That's you do. Shani hacha, the Yerusha memela kahavya v'lav kol kemine di okalo. It happens by itself. He's not empowered to uproot it. What was that? But again, what does it mean? We're not exactly sure. The Balamor makes a point of arguing with the Rif. We'll have to come back and see a little bit later what possibly this may mean. The Ramban, as usual, says the Balamor is wrong. He gives the Balamor a little bit of a what for. Watch this. Omer HaKosei. Everyone see it? This is the Melchemas Hashem. Not the Sefer Sus, which is the Ramban's response to the Ravid. The more levitic of Melchemas Hashem, fight. We attack the Balamor. We consider to be, you know, a chutzman yak. He wasn't the same thing when he was 17 years old. Arguing on the Rif. He was a Gogol Ador from previous generations. He didn't like that. Ravid, I would say, before. For the Ramban, he treats it with kid gloves. Okay? But the Balamor, will come. Okay. So we'll see in the Chavetz Hashem. L'yadati b'mayot v'rabbeinu v'godos al tamudeinu v'aruch b'yadeinu. Shemei lo rinu b'gemar shalom mishapos v'lok k'vashbad. Hello, Rabu the summer. Tonight should be a moment bottle. I'm a Misha summer tonight, Kayim. La Posca, la Pekain. Don't give me this business, Balamor. Vod the Rabu, Melim, Me Akram, Me Gemara, the land. Babli, why you shall me? Babli. Batema, Balamor, Zal. Alma Sama Perusho, Shama Dashani, Usha, Me Posca, Garash Bag, Shinisma, Halom, Benosim, Hefresh, Benzel, Zen. Who me is giving Gemara, Zatam, Dushim, Mela, Havio. Upasak Allah Kvash Rami is out. They made up a whole story out of thin air, out of a whole cloth, nothing. But made up this new reason, we don't know what the reason means, but whatever it means, where did he get it from? Out of his sleeve? That's the Rabban's attack at the Balamor. We really don't know where he got it from. We don't know what it means even. He doesn't like that. The Rabban is not happy with this Balamor. Not happy with the Balamor, and he thinks the Balamor is really. Just trying to attack the riff. He doesn't like what the Balamor did over here. And so for the moment, that's the Ramban's attack response to the Balamor. He's not happy with it. He's not happy. Now it's true. Let's skip a little bit. I'm now going to my page, Kuf Chav Gimel. I don't know where it is in the Ramban, it's quite long, this Melchemas Hashem. I'm here approximately halfway through the Melchemas Hashem. I also, it's a new paragraph. Umash Omar the Rach. The Rach thing. They all of a sudden they're hiding behind the kapota of the Rach. The Balamor said, the Rach is al-kosti b'peirusha orach v'herich b'zeh v'yesh lanu siyua b'dvorot. There is a ride from the Rach. Emesu. Emesu, Rabban's body mimics us here. Emesu, Sherach Pasuk Rashbag. Okay, against the Riv. Riv Paskins against Rashbag. Dovah Shemir Rama to no kind. The Rav Paskins like Rashbag. Below me, Tama Shemalamor. He's still rude. Even when he rips him, even when he's conceding that he rips him. If your own reason we reach the Mamela. And the nation would be Rishalmi, Rabbi Yiri and Hashem Rabba, Loch Rashbag. Below the Indian Dvarvish Amasha Masna Mashakosa Vitorba Masna Mashakosa Vitor to no bottom. The Hosam Bitnai Goof. Abel Bitnai Maman to no Kayan. Vizet Tnai Maman who? Long Ramu to no bottom. Shami says, Shibisof who Zoke Bahem. That's the rhyming reason. Not his yet. You can't make a tonight something which is not yours. Pirish. Habal ain't lo benitza ish the kinyan klav b'chayeh. The fichah can cause him lo habal v'sidik yodah min chaseh lav klumu. The zekig on my bench is sidik yodah min chaseh yodah v'shem meis ovid b'no yosho. So dover shalom bo liolam. We all may have Omar Rabzal. The big Gemara dila nami achi nami svirlu. The Omar Rab Ashi b'no chaseh v'lo lecha misa. The Komer Shmami no, the chol t'nai shem the matona b'adon. The master of Adobe Yerusha, Bottle, the Dover Shalom Boli, although Zed Torah of Divi Harabza. Okay? Then you can suggest, Rabbi Osai, I assume the Rab is the Rach. The kids and immigrants, is Adobe Yadua, Shein Hefesh, Divi Ravashi, and Ain Pirish, Divi Ravashi Kach. It's shot in the Ravashi is incorrect. The Kavan to the Stalak, Ravashi, Mikan, Ain Lono Lishmoa, the Divi Yerushalmi, the Pliga of the Rav. It's now defining about how we paskin. The Rach had a Nupshak Ravashi, which means that the Bavli is like the Yerushalmi. Since it's well known that the Torah is incorrect, we should follow the Bavli like Rav against the Yerushalmi. We follow Dovah Shem Mamon, it's to know Kayim. He says the Riff is correct. The Riff is correct. So writes the Rambam. Who learns pshat against the Rach? What are they fighting about? Take a look. What's Rav Ashi? To keep one hand here in the Melchemas Hashem. I want it back to the Gemara, please. Pei Gimel Amid Beis. Pegel Lebeis, look at what the Rashi says. Hit, we quote Kikun Rav Ashi. Where's Rav Ashi? Rav Ashi said, Pei Gimel Omen Beis. Pei Gimel Omen Beis. Rashi says, Pei Gimel Omen Beis as follows. The Gemara is about a quarter of the way down the page. Rav Ashi Yomar ben Chasayech v'lo b'perusein ben Chasayech v'lo liach hamisa. What do the words mean? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? It's going back on the Mishnah, Rav Osai. What did the Mishnah say? All kolos alishto end din v'ram endi ben Chasayech perisa och v'peris v'chayeha v'yemesa yorsha. But then what do you mean? You can love a kolos alishto end din ben Chasayech. For what purpose? For one purpose only. Shemachra v'nasna kaya. Well, they meant to say that normally he gets the right to undo her sale. No, the sale that she does will go through. But at the same time, he's not giving up rights neither to Yerusha nor to Paris. That's the Mishnah at the beginning of Pei Gimel Lamed Aleph. Says the Gemara Bosai, wait a minute. And the fifth line, sixth line. V'temalei mikol midi slikas nafshach. What do you mean? You don't tell you have a stock only from the mechira. The stock is from the payers of the Yerusha too. Yad balashala tachton. Aim of Yerusha. Maybe it's this or that or the other thing. I don't know which one it is. It's a shchicha. Fine. He was salik in his nafshim. He milsad lo shchicha. He milsad shalom salik in his nafshim. They do all say pshat and why it means according to the Gemara here. What does it mean? Hareza ochel peres v'chayel v'yemesa yorsha. The only thing you were misalik yourself was mocha benos nekar. How do you know? The Gemara went through a whole rigmarole. Rav Ashi Yomar? No. V'nechosayich v'lo v'peirosein. A misalik from the chosayich means you can sell it. A not misalik from the peirosein. V'nechosayich when you have it v'lo liachamisa. Zot Rashi. Rashi explains. Rav Ashi Yomar, Einoch Elo Dikta Galoshim, V'nechasayi Kamala, V'lo B'Perisein, Uva Oden Shelo Kamra, Kamala, Do V'nechasayi Kamar, V'lo Liach HaMisa, Shabbat L'Shema Me'alein. That's how we know to interpret the words in the Mishnah, that he's only being Meichel on her ability to sell, but he's holding on to the Peris, and he's holding on to the right to inherit. This is Rashi's fact. Okay? You ever got the Gemara? Pei Gimel Beis with Rashi. Now we go to the Rav. Back to the Rambam where we came from. He says, yes, the Rav passed like Rashbag, not for the Balamor's reason, Memelo is running to the mean, but because of the, we call it the Ravid's reason, the Rush's reason, you don't have anything right now. Okay? Now, so the Balamor said, the Rav says, that the Gemara de la Nami Hafiz Svirlu. The what? The Paskins like Rashbag. Tonight's book. Why? Dom Rav Ashi bin Chasayach lo lachamiso. V'kama shmamina v'chol tonight the mas to the double v'hadab Yerusha. Vodil, that's his pshat in the Gemara Pei Gimel Amud Beis. But Rashi didn't learn that way. Rashi knows the question of what he meant. He meant this, he meant that, he meant this, he meant that. Did it take Rav Ashi out of the equation? It's not about out of the equation. No, forget the Yerushalmi. So the Rach understood v'nechasayach below achamisa as a halachic statement. Whereas Rashi understood it as an interpretive statement. What did the person mean? So true, the Rach was relying on his Tzana Rav Ashi, but Tzana Rav Ashi is wrong. Kayadua. That's what I'm telling you. Why? It's because Rashi's right. Ramban assumes it takes it. He assumes a lot of his Talmidim, much more than I assume for mine. He assumes you know Gemara Rashi by heart. I don't make that assumption about that. We have open Gemaras with Rashi. But I'm not assuming you know by heart. I'm going to tell you what he means. You're Kaya Dua. Dua.
Chumash Rashi.
I expect another Chumash and Rashi, yeah. That's true. I don't know if that maybe also too much to expect. Whatever it may be. Hadava Yadua, everyone knows that Rashi is against the Rach. Okay, fine. Now we come to the Shver Rambam. The Rambam Rabosai is hard to understand exactly. Because the Rambam throws in something which at first glance we're not exactly sure where it's coming from. Where is it coming from? Let's put the Rambam on the board. Someone should see it. Hisnas imo achashen esa shelo yirashena shena abatol af al pi shirushin sabam et divrei sofer also chizuk liben kishal torah v'chol tnai shebirush abatol af al pi shumamun. The obvious question: why? We have two answers. What do we say until now? Davar shelo b'leolam. The rabbi suggested lo yada the kamachol. The rabbi said that rabbi had two pshat. It's his own pshat, a third pshat. Shenemar ba lechukas mishpat. It's true. Those words are found in the way they found it by Beit B'chav Zayin. Look at the Chumash, you'll see it. See, so quotes the Rivet. Chisaron das ani roa b'kam. Woo! It's a little bit not nice. U'matzor lechukas mishpat. I have a better answer. It's the Rivet we saw earlier. This is not the first time we saw this. We saw this in the Ravid and in the Sagas here and on the Rif. We know the Ravid sheet. But where did Rama get it from? Where in Shas, Rabosai? Where in Shas is it found? No one knows. No one knows where it's found in Shas. The Chazon Ish said, "Hinu Shas Bal Peh." That's for sure. Sorry, Lo Matzina Drashas Ebeshas. Hey, he says it's a Smach B'Alma. He really holds like the Rivet. The Brisk is not going to be happy with this job. What do you mean, the Rivet? He said exactly they're going to give a new pshat. Give a new pshat. The carrot. Dav Nimaluim says he gave his pshat the argument with the Rivet. Let's just take a look for a minute after the Malur.
The Rambam, this whole text seems funny, because how can you make a T'nai on Shkerv of Sus? That's also, isn't that impossible?
No, you can do it, it's called Davashim. It's not called Tanashim
Mamakaya.
That's
not a Dabashim Mamakaya necessarily.
Ah.
I mean, the whole thing seems contradictory.
We view it as a Dabashim Mamakaya halacha lemaaseh, even though you're right, for those who consider Sher to be a din of Ishus, etc., etc. But for this purpose, at least according to the Rambam, it's considered Dabashim Mamakaya and Tanokaya. It's an excellent question based on the previous shiur that we gave. That those many consider that, especially if Zonas the Rice, which Ramashita, should be a din Ishus, not a din Mamakaya. But for this purpose, we view it as a dimmah. Okay. Watch this. Rambam kosev b'tznai lomar tayach chasun shem v'ksilichos mishpat. Hayno davka achan isuin. Amal oda arusa yochol istalak mishum da'oz adayin eino yorish lo shayach gabei l'chukas mishpat. He quotes the Rambam verbatim. A Ravid says, what do you need this chukas mishpat for? V'nire. The Rambam nokar haytaymah the chukas mishpat. Lashmienu, the Af al Pisha Kitchal Tanai Gomor, or Kinsal Tanai Gomor, Shaloyi Roshena, nonetheless, to no Botel. E Mishum Dabashlobaliola, oh, the Rivet. Hokaimalon, the Adam Masne al Dabashlobaliola. You can't be Makne, but you can be Masne. So, once you married her, it's already yours. Can't be mak, that's what the Ravid says. But if you made this night before you married her, maybe it could be masne. You can be masne, that much love all the olam. Nonetheless, it doesn't work. You know why? Zeres akazan, someone would see, luchukas mishpa. Now, let me give you pshat, how my Rebbe said luchukas mishpa pshat. The word mishpa is dini mamas. kotanai shemamam and kaya. But the word chok, zos chukas haTorah, has more to do with what? Isurim, paraduma, and things of this nature. So Yerusha, although it appeared to be straight monetary, is not what it appears. Yerusha, in halachic terms, has a certain Easter vehetta quality to it.
Oh. Then we see that by B'nai Slav.
We're going to try to see a couple of interesting suggestions along those lines. But let's go slowly.
Why is Masna, without a Kenyan, Masna is the bottom bound, isn't it?
No, you can make it tonight. I can make a condition on anything, as a rule. Watch this. The Evsha that filu kitshal tnai gomer shlo yirushena tno botel afal garde ba'od arus yochel is stalek mirusha silik works emin the derech tnai b'shas kedushin gora tvei velo mahani rabosai. It doesn't work. This is the opposite of the Chazanish. Chazanish said the Rabbi met what the Rabbi said. No. Rabbi is against the Rabbi because he holds that from the perspective of Dovah Shalom Aliolam, that means you can't be Makta, you can't be Masna. And the reason that Tanai is not going to work is precisely because of Chukas Mishpat, even though we're not exactly sure where the word Chukas Mishpat came from. So I want to show you a cold Svi. I'm going to say cold Svi is the, called the Cold Elyon annual. This is Tav Shin Ayin. Is it online? Would you know if it's online? Can't tell right now? I'd like to know if it's online. Lorcha? Why are you Torah's Nemesis? I think the Beit Sitzes and the Kol Tzvis are online. This is Tav Shin Ayin. So maybe it's too recent. It didn't come out of Tav Shin Ayin. Because we learned Bo'abas from the Kol Tav Shin Ayin. Until it comes out, it could be, either a whole of my Ayin Hay already. You know, if you for those who pay attention, the Beit Sitzes hasn't come out from last year or the year before. So the last Beit Sitzes is on Yavamis. That's seen in light of today. That was 3 years ago.
I'm sure they have enough extra copies downstairs. Everyone's really just...
Of this.
Yeah. So they have older ones.
Remember this one?
No, the CJF publications are over there.
Well, there are priorities in life. Okay, so we're going to do me a favor. Go downstairs, not now. And for tomorrow, take a pile.
And like a box.
I'll get it. Remind me tomorrow morning. Everyone will have one, okay? Everyone will have one. Why not? Not necessarily because of this, yes?
What's the logic of the last egg Nav Nimulun? He's saying even though she could wave off from your room.
Siluk.
Right?
But tonight won't work.
But why is it worse?
It is worse.
It's in Chas Kedushin. She's making it tonight.
No.
She should have.
No.
It's like almost like a.
No. Okay. Every tonight is no good. Because we have a general rule, Master Mashkosa Matoah. Is an override to that, Tabashan Rabbaman. Is an override to that, Chukas Mishpah. The all time a bottle. Silik will work. Silik, after all, it's said and done, is dollars and cents. That's what it is, dollars and cents. But nonetheless, Rabosai, I have a piece in this cold sphere, which I want to spend some time with you. That's what we'll get a copy. And my piece is entitled, Yerusha Bizmanenu. Very top, very important topic. I even wrote about it in English. Those who want to get it in English, a summary, it's something called Torah Web.
Is there somebody on this who does that professionally?
Does what?
The Yerusha.
I do not know. The Torah Web, you can probably look it up. It's called Inheritance Without a Fight. And I may have told you I wrote it because I'm shepherdishly to ask me to write it. You see too many fights, and when I say, well, there's a will, there's a fight. Right? So it's trying to avoid some of these things. But this is a longer mimer. This is a hoo-hoo. This is a what? It's a... 18 pages or something like that about Yerusha Bizmanenu, which we're going to see some highlights of. But just before that, it's a beautiful mime over here by Rav Rosenzweig Shalita, which is Shir Hakdama Binyana Yerusha. : Nachla Kikil Behemshech Umivna HaMishpach. Beautiful subtitle, which means don't view inheritance as dollars and cents only. It's a matter of family, continuity. It sounds dramatic and it sounds romantic, but it may even be true. Not just, as I say, it may be stuff and not just fluff. Now, he has a piece which spans here 25 pages, and we're not going to read all of it. That's for sure not. But a number of of highlights. Chukas Mishpat. Okay? Why? Why? Why is it Tavadav Shabbat Mamun? Why not? So he quotes to the Rambam in Hilchos Nachos, a little bit more Barichas. A little bit more. He says, Ait Mamunu. Shenema v'parash nachos hoysa v'nei yisod l'chukas mishpat. Lomar, shechukazu lo nishtane v'ein atnai mo'ol bo. And the only other thing that tonight doesn't work for, right? That's the Rambam. There are two other things. Rabosai, go back to the Rambam. There are two other things that tonight will not work for. What else won't work? Onasa, Ikaksubasa, Virushasa. Now, Onasa, that's not a matter of dollars and cents. That's a relationship issue. Right? Just live with his wife intimately at the appropriate times. Ikaksuba is also not just dollars and cents. Remember, Kolapokas Miksubasas Bilas Nus. So Yerushasas in the same breath as these two is also not straight dollars and cents. They're not Davashim and Mammon. It's the very definition of what we call Ishus. And what is the paradigm? Is Nachla. No one knows where this B'lim Makor Yodua. It seems to go against the Gemaras. I talk about the possibility of a Tanai with respect to Yusha. Our Gemaras. Where did Ram get it from? Where did he get it from? Must be somewhere he got it from. Where? Where? Where did he get it from?
The parsha last week.
So it suggests, those who want to look it up later on, I'm just telling you, when you get this little copy, page 67 in this mic. Yitochen shamakol b'gemara atzma. Shas. I has the shit, not a shas. So my Rebbe would tell us, Father used to teach us to read between the lines. It's not a shas, but maybe it's between the lines. Okay? The gemara b'babasu kufyu gimel amad beis. The pasuk says, V'hoya b'yom anchilo esbonav. Biyom ata mapo nachlos, vi ata mapo nachlos balaylo. What do you mean? Only if he dies by day, doesn't he dies by night? That's ridiculous. The Gemara means no. It's considered to be a din. All the sugya of eight nasadayim, not going into the burials. What do you see? To use the Rav Rosen's white sheet is lashon. Yesh adayin musag shel chalos din benachla. More than that, it's based on the pasuk of chukas mishpat ura kol haparsha kula lios din. What do we din? What do we din? It happens by itself. Someone dies, it goes to the next of kin. Means that Bezin shouldn't get involved in changing it. Maybe this is the source that tells us that there is a unique class called Yerusha, which is not simply Dini Mamonis. It's more than that. I guess we'll just look at the Gemara for a minute if you don't have it in front of you. Let's just look at the Gemara for a second. Watch this. B'yom anchilu esbonav. B'yom atamakol nachos. Itamakol nachos b'layla. Oh, elam yagat d'shochah b'yamamu d'yarsle b'nei. The person dies by day, his son's inherited. Man d'shochah b'layla yarsle b'nei. What are you kidding? Half the people in the world are not. What are you kidding? No. Dilma din nachlos kamit. The Tanya, look at the pasuk that's quoted. V'hoysa l'vnei Yisrael, next two words. L'chukas v'shvot. Ura kol ha'parasha kula v'yos din. This is the Rambam source. Then the Chaz initials say, didn't say it called tonight, Shemim Omer, it doesn't work. Didn't say it over here. Lom v'tzit v'shach v'furish. But between the lines, it's called a din, means it's not straight mamonis. It's more like a semi yisur v'heter. So I wanted to share with you this wisdom that you'll find over here on page 67. I believe that we'll get to some other things in my mimer, which starts later. I'm not going to see the whole thing. Starts on page 86. We'll see. You want to look it up in your free time. Take one. You look it over Shabbos. You know your stuff. What to see over here. It's very important. But we'll get to all these things a little bit later on. Rabbi Osei just wanted to share this wisdom with you. Fine. Now I want to show you one more interesting thing, Rabbi Osei. Chana has the following. Let's see. So this. As he was Shalmi, we saw. Can you be mistaken from the chosnim? Shitu achakach. The tupshot. One, kose va'od arusa, u'mikom kol ha'mahani sidik v'nechosin, shadayin lo zafsa behem. U'lefizeh, v'uchana didin siluk chal ahan alhan nechosin. Rabbi Chana is always so clear. He says, the siluk is not on the din, it's on the property. And then when she doesn't own the property yet, they can't even start with double shalom aleolim. V'zeh shal l'chalik v'nechosin v'nechosin. And the farish has silik al din bal shidochol b'shas nesuin, and has silik al nechosim klal, and machal mechalik meiz in nechosim efshel istalik. Makes no sense. V'chein nafshemit nafkeminu mizeh im efshel lo istalik mi miktas nechosim lo mikulam. It's so clear. V'yem has siluk hu me'an nechosim efshel istalik mekam miktas. Can we first paramba shidochol hasan shol yirish rak miktas nechosel. I'm a silukum din baal. I'm not a baal for the purpose of Yerusha. Yevsha sheyelo din baal lechatzin nechosim v'lo lechatzin acher. Very ridic. I said you assume pshat in the Yerushalmi is referring to a case of Arus. That being the case for both sides, the Yerushalmi makes the Tanai, if you will, weaker than the Babli. The Babli sounds like if you make a Tanai about Arusa, you do whatever you want. And the Yerushalmi is saying, no. No, it won't work for the chosim she doesn't have yet. Because the Yerushalmi learns the sealing is from the nechosim. And the Babli presumably learns the sealing is from the din baal. That's what Chana's love is. But it's the second shot. Base. The ayah ben esua. Umi boile. Ika ben esua yochel estai ben nechosim. Shaddai lo zachsa. Whoa, anuvart. If the man marries a woman, they're totally married, assume him, and she has property right now. When I marry, she has property. That is inviolate. There's no way to get out of the Yerusha. I put the ring on her finger, and I went under the chuppah with her. We had kiddushim and nisuin, and the property is hers right now. The man, Yashin, there's no way out. But what happens if she's going to get property later on? It's still before the fact. It's before the fact. When I had the suin with her, she didn't own this property yet. Maybe I could still avoid the Yerusha. Says Rabbi Chanan, well, if you say, "Guf ha'guf ha'mivaylu," him I see the kumi an nechosim. Efshel istalik am in the suin nechosim shelo b'leolam. If see the kumi din baal, he efshel istalik am in suin. V'chein efshel istalik mixes nechosim. V'har Rambam shekosav diyochol istalik am in mixes nechosim. Akocha v'farosh kapirish arishon. and therefore what's going to come out? It's a sitting from the Nechasim, and therefore perhaps it should work even after the Nisuin from property which she does not own yet. Ram is not found at all. If she can be mistaken in the chos, you have the chakach. According to the way the Rebbe Chana would have it, you would be able to. That's Shulchan Aruch. That's Lo Karambam. Lo Karambam. He paskins in the salat from the dinbal, not from the nechosim. They have a hishmet Shulchan Aruch by Chana Karambam. She yachol is hassos the Yerush Rak Mitzvah nechosim. What a beautiful shtickle Torah Rebbe Chana. There are two ways to look at this. A silik from the nechosim and a silik from the dinbal. The machlokas here in the sugya, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins only from the din baal, and therefore, once you married her, the suwan, you can no longer be mistalik even from property she hasn't owned yet, and you also cannot be mistalik from half the property, only from the din baal. The din baal is only before the suwan. Once the din baal takes effect on the suwan, there's no way out. Ad kan Rabbi Chanan and Simon, Reish Tzadi Ches. Reish Tzadi Ches. Oh, fine. However, Rabbi Osai, let's take a look and see. Does everyone necessarily agree with this? We saw before an Avdei Meluim. Go back to the Avdei Meluim.
Wouldn't this be a case almost prototypically of Lo Yodin?
That's one shot. Toysis was in the Rivet, so Yodin will come up, you know who's going to die first. But they're not discussing that.
But
watch.
It's so rare for the wife to inherit.
Okay. I hear. Let's read one more paragraph. We read the first two paragraphs, Rabbi Osai, Chukas Mishpat. Watch this. Avoshita Saranu, Lo Mahani Silik Mirusha Achashinisis, Shemduhu Roy Lirash Bechol Shor, Umehai Taimanami Ein Ben Yochel Listal Mirushas Ovid, Ulefiza Nira Lechor de Hoidna, Boser Takonas Shum. Shum? What's Shum? Right? Shpar reminds them again to the first year. You know, the husband does not inherit what was brought into the marriage by the father. Rishona Rishona Abal Yorish Hasishto Adayin Yochol Istalek Rishona Rishona. Unbelievable! You have a 1 year, what do we call it? A 1 year grace period. After 1 year after the marriage, you're not Zochan the Yerusha yet, and then we get to the Mistalek. Wow. Amazing. Shari Adai in a royal Lirash. Havalek and Misabod Arusa. That's what he thought. Omna. Acharai Nira Na. The Gambos at Akona Shum Habal Yorish Kedino Techav Achashanisis. Achat Akona Shachach Mishum Hoya. Sheyavzir Habal Chelek Yerushasim. Woo, I do love this. Not sure you're not Yorish. You're Yorish, and give it back to the Shver. Wadin, if I die in the bar in the dunya, the day Liad Baal, the Eno Yorish of the Asher Benata. Mikomakom, Lo Mahani Silk, the Achashnis, the Avlekim of Silk, the Chosim Shadai and Lonaflu, Lo Mahani Silk, the Mubur Barosh, the Shrekha Kosim. So he changes things up a little bit. This is what the Avdin Meluim says. Rabbeinu
Tam, if he was giving back in the dunya, how would he not have also said, you got to give back the Yerusha? I mean, it's a little bit of a stretch to say
it. Possibly. But I wanted to say one more thing out there, which I think is here. Hold on. I'm talking right now. The question, of course, becomes, what exactly, Rabbi Osai, is our sugya talking about? It's our sugya. I'm going to find this. I have an Avdei Meluim which has a goss on the bottom. But a goss on the bottom. Ever tell about the goss on the Avdei Meluim? Ever told you? Chassidim won't learn Avdei Meluim. You know about this? Tzoris, they live with the Tzoris. No Avdei Meluim. What is this all about? The Ktsos was printed by the Ktsos. Ktsos printed the Ktsos, printed himself in his lifetime. Avnei Meluim was printed posthumously. for different. So what? Many interpretations possible. Who printed? His son-in-law. Who was his son-in-law? Now look up on your Google. Who was the son-in-law of the Tos? Okay, more than one. But the one that we know about, it was named, he signs his name, Shlomo Yehuda Rappaport. What's wrong with that? Not a very nice Jewish name to me. He was known as a maskil. And he went by the acronym Shir, Shlomo Rappaport. He wrote a poem, he was a maskil, no? Chassidim are not very tolerant of maskil. They don't. On my desk, in our little room. Yeah, bring it. I may not have it. It should be there. It's like this size. Brown saver. It may not have it. It's probably volume 2. Because they put it 2 volumes. I have the old out of the room. Blue one I use all the years. It's falling apart now. That's the fairish who put it out. And I want to secure that over here. It's curious. We'll have over here. And if we'll have the Haggah here. The Haggah is what they're most upset about in the Maram HaKarmis. It's made of all Shas obviously. Yes, we want the Maram HaKarmis. Let's see if it has it in front. Nothing. Zero. Boron Ariel Eba Koyin Baal Machab Abtsol Seshram Shmayat Zechelik Sheni Nadua Mefurora Tov Shem Samachesi Yerushalayim. Let's see. Who Haggah Bitzfus Rishon Mishnas Tov Kuf Ayin Vov. Wait, should have been alive there, no? Tov Kuf Ayin Vov. That's 1816. Can you look up, please? When the Ketzos passed away? Mordechai?
Yeah.
You should have to find that out. It was one of the famous Gedolim. But it came out Tov. I thought it came out later. The ending, of course, about the ending of history. Zero.
1812.
Passed by 1812. That was right. His passed was put out posthumously. That's right. 1816. Wow. Wow. Doesn't say he put it out, of course. That's a really well-kept secret. But over here, let's take a look. I want to have that hot going. This edition. Look. Yeah. They have the Haggahs here. Oh, they don't think they realize who wrote the Haggah. Oh, hold on a second. Let's take a look. Go back a little bit. Oh. Talk about the various Tanoim. Okay? The various Tanoim. So, I wanted to have a footnote here. That'll be the next question. But before we get to that, Rabosai, leave out Avdei Meluim, leave out everybody. What about the Gemara itself? How do you learn now Gemara? We hold our Bechona as a whole shtickle Torah. Is it Yerusha from the Is it Tzilik from the Nechosim? Is it Tzilik from the Din Baal? Right? The whole discussion. If it's a Din of Tzilik on both sides, then why is it being called tonight? A whole Gemara talks about tonight. And we're saying it's really Tzilik. It's not tonight. Well, take a look over here on both sides, please. In Tosis, on Daf Hey Gimel Amud Aleph, for a minute. Tosis Hey Gimel Amud Aleph. Hey Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosis in the bottom of the long Tosis, the Rav. Look what it says. The Hocha Mairi the Omala Shalol Derech Tanai. Ela Omala Dinud Varam Endim in the Chasayach. Oh. Our Gemara is not Derech Tanai at all. It's a Siluk. It's a Siluk. But Rabosai, had it been a Tanai, Perhaps it would work. Will I lose this if I show you something else? I'll keep you on in a little. I'll be able to keep.
Yeah, you'll keep it, but it won't.
I have to start from Aleph again. Okay, well, it doesn't matter. Let's see. Maybe I can find a few over here. Save myself a trip. Oh, hey. That's the Haggah. They have the Haggahs here. Okay. Let's first look at... Hold on. I'll come back to this. I have the Haggah. Rambam. Yishus. His nimacha nisuin, shaloya didn't draw in a chasel of perisan and olam, the chayav emosa, haray ze eino ochel peris klal, because it's not works, avla mesa yirashenu, kamosha biyarnu. Omer Avram, chosamikan vikonu miyodo, fiachal bishakonu miyodo, lisila kayarusha, eino moa lacha nisuin. Before the Nisuin. So writes the Ravid. The Perek of Gimel, the Chazishas, Halacha Zayin. Aistach HaTovah Shalom Balayol. Doesn't matter. The same Ravid comes screaming, Zavah Shalom Balayolam. That's by Siluk. But Tanai works, Zimah Zavah Shalom Balayolam. We saw that before in Avdim Balum earlier. Now, I'll tell you a Chiddush, a Wap Chiddush. A wapa chiddush of Bosa. Back to Avni Lavu. Oh, where are we? Here we are. Watch this chiddush. The chiddush makes perfect sense to me. We were discussing yesterday in the Pisket Shuvah, Sadi Bey's Aleph, I believe it was, that a person makes a Tanai, a Silik, before the Erisin. The Ranta the Farish, before the Erisin is no good. Right? No good. Watch this. It's complicated. I'm fine. I saw it in my vision. Right now, maybe I'm just missing it. Take a look again. What can I say? It's not here. Was it mine? I'll try to show it to you in a different safe if they have it. I probably won't have it. They have Sifri Halacha Machronim, they have a few outside chants. Sifri Halacha Machronim. We gotta get more of these, you know, it's not fair, so few. So few, it's ridiculous. Don't have it. Okay, I can't show it to you. Bottom line, if I can't show you, I have to be my version about it, Lord. He says that although it's true, take a look for a minute at the Pisket Shuvah again. Just the beginning, Tzadi Beis. That's where we saw the problem, that the people are making the Minhag Yisrael, which is quoted, is to make a silik before the Erisin, and to be fairish against the Ram. And the Ramah, not the Ram, the Ramah. Ramah and Tzadi Beis Aleph. Lo mani siluk alelach ha-Erisin. Avol kodem Erisin, lo mahani siluk. So the footnote that I have says, that's true, siluk. But a Tanai can work. Just do a Lashem Tanai. You do a Lashon Tanai, it's going to work. And guess what? The Machner Frayim is the same thing. Can't show it to you. Look it up at home. Zechia Matana Simen Yud. It's exactly the same thing. A Tanai will work. But as I mentioned to you already yesterday, the very end of this Pesachei Tshuva, he quotes a bunch of Chavas Yors. Now we only have another 6 minutes to go. I can't get too far in the Chavas Yor, but let me just make a Haskola today, Rabosai, in Chavas Yor, and we'll discuss the very, very important. We'll be discussing it for a while, this Chavas Yor today, and tomorrow we'll just make a beginning. Okay? Let's take a look, Rabosai, in... He tells you, look at how many? He gives you a whole bunch of Mar Makamas here. The first is Mem Zayin. Mem Zayin. Doesn't understand. Shtar Sida Shakos Me'abal Yishtab Yizmanenu. She'elanu Eris and Almas Omchin. It's too early. It's too early. The Malakin Shakonim in Abal of Ne'achupa. Hare Kaiman de Lomahani Sida Grab Odarusa. Lomi Kamiyach, as Iran said. What is it? Iran is below Kenyan. Kenyan works? Nah. Adam is Yachal Estab in Kenyan. I think we're Devashalom. Nah, it's not really true. Who said, whoever heard of this? Chidush lo sarim avoseinu. See, he's bothered by this. What do you say? Kinyonim anasa tachas al kubah kidushin? Tzorach in. Ein elu kinyonim shetachas al kubah minik poshet u bor. Ume amir garen zal. Hoy echad betukune akila shakol ha kinyonim in digbor mi anasa defnei ha kubah. Kinyonim al dal osan kinyonim samchinon. Koshli. She at least mentioned the Haskell's time as a Chubba beginning the Silik, come and sing with parents for Yerusha, Mashal Oroina, Velo Shamana Meolam. I saw it. My father remarried. If Mr. Kimmel said, do under the Chubba. But here, he never heard such a thing. So the Silik is too early. That's exactly what this whole Pesachei Tshuva is about. The Silik is too early. That's the problem. Doesn't understand how it works. Master Machos of the Torah. The kids are, he's not happy. Who signed this, Rabbi Osai? Yor Chaim Hanav. This is Yor Chaim Bacha, the author of Chavis Yor, is writing this as a Shaila. To whom? To the Avodas HaGershuni, one of his contemporaries, who we have tremendous respect for. So he's writing in this question. There's another amazing Kiddush. Listen, he says. L'olam samchin al kinyonim shetachas al chupa acha kiddush. Why? What's this? Second. Oh. U'mashen mazkirim v'silik v'ferish v'silik peris u'mipnei v'svili d'lo mikri acha nisuin. Catch this now. Ra'ad acha sha'ochlim achosin v'akala yachad acha v'chupa chudisa v'hagoa v'simin nun dalet. It's not hey. Well, before Joseph is safer, then he chalt us machokin shan. Lo nigmru ki nisuin mikami hachi. What's going on? Till they eat. You know when you got married? When you started eating in the yuchid room. Eat? That's what it sounds like he's saying. Pile ploim, mamish. Pile ploim. Pile ploim. How can that be? How can that be? Considering arus to eat, that's really very hard to believe. But this is going to lead us to a discussion. We're just going to begin. We're just beginning it now. This is his response. His question. The response, which is written by the Avodas HaGershuni, is in Simen Nun. He had chutah meshulah. He had three questions. So here he comes back. Shtari Siluk. Right. This is what the Avodas HaGershuni is writing. Alei the king in Samchul. It's too late. What's going to possibly work? What's going to work? Oh. See, right, second. I always had the same question. is the following. Haran Ayrim She'eni Yochol L'Salik Es Asmo Kodem Erisin Hayne B'Dvarim B'Yalmo. Just by words. Arade Kinyin Yuchal Abal L'Salik Es Asmo. The Olin Koach Kinyin She'yuchal L'Salik Arade Ayodo. Afo Pi She'en Adam Mak Adam Shalom She'en Adam Shalom Bo L'Shuso Siluk Shaini. That's what he thought. He thought about it, and then he rejected it. He rejected it, Rabosai. Rejected it. It's just not true. But then he says, "Emes Yeradak, Shalran, the Ran that we saw." Let's just look for another minute. Let's look at the Ran for 1 second, and we'll come back to the rest of this tomorrow. Remind me to come back to this tomorrow in Siman Nun. Where is this Ran? This Ran is on the Mar Makomas. I think it's page Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. The very top. The Kosev. Page Kuf Chof, just for a minute, and we'll come back to this Mitzvah tomorrow. Kuf Chof or Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. The Kosev Lo. Says the Ran, Rabosai. The Daft of the Kosev Lo of Oda Arusa. The Shayach Bok Tzas. Av a Kodem Lachain. Kevich Elo Shaikh's been a chosen cloud, see Luke Olaf Klumo. That's what we're wrestling with. How do you overcome this problem? So I told you today they overcame it by saying it's a Tanai, not a Siluk. That's one way out. Right? The Piskei Teshuva suggests other possible ways, and Avodah Zagashuni has his own discussion. So tomorrow Blineta will start with this, and then we'll discuss Mishnah is what he called very important Yisod about this rest of the Shabbos Yorah, and we'll get to, this was the end, Shtar Chatzi Zochar. My whole mind is about Shtar Chatzi Zochar. We'll see how it is.